The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Quite a big task for NAMCOR as instructed by the Minister of Mines regarding the issuing of licenses, investments and being transparent. Can you please elaborate on that?
So we have gathered here at the second edition of the Oil and Gas Conference with a theme, a prosperous oil and gas industry to power Namibia's sustainable future. If you look at the attendance, I think the attendance is really quite good. Look at the 60% of the attendance. The good thing is that these are the local people. And I think that's really the objective of the conference, to make sure that we create awareness and also we are fully aligned as we are moving forward as oil and gas industry. The locals are not left behind, but they fully understand and have got an appreciation of what it takes to develop this industry. We have been, Minister has really made a call to NAMCOR that it's high time, given the promising oil and gas industry, the promises that oil and gas industry is bringing to the country. There is no any other way than strengthening NAMCOR as a national oil company to take its rightful position and deliver the benefits that are accruing from this oil and gas industry to the Namibian people. The amount of challenges that we are facing, of course, are enormous. We are busy with trying to reform NAMCO to position itself and to play its rightful role. I think that's how we see it. Given the journey that we are undertaking and the reforms that are underway, we have got no doubt that NAMCO, in years to come, is really going to play quite a significant role in this industry, particularly representing the Namibian people as a national oil company.
Well, then, in terms of the local content policy, what is your take on the implementation thereof?
So the as far as I'm concerned, we are working together with the ministry to develop the local content policy. A week ago, we invited some experts as well who have worked in a number of countries to come and share their perspective with us. Because the good thing is that while we are latecomer to the oil and gas industry, the benefit for us as a country, we are taking advantage of the failures, of the mistakes, of the good things that other countries have done, and for us to adopt that into our case. In terms of the local content, of course, oil and gas is quite a complex industry. It requires skills. In terms of the skills of the people that are needed, like the geoscientists, the geophysics, the petrochemical engineers, we are sitting with some of these skills, but at the same time, they need to be exposed. And what we have started as NAMCOR is to attach these people to the international oil operators who are our partners in a number of blocks. And now they are witnessing and they are learning to the extent that our objective is that in 10 years, in 15 years, we want to position NAMCOR to play quite a significant role. And as we are playing a role, we do not want it to end with NAMCOR, but we also want to impart those skills to other private sectors player within the economy so that we could be a force that will be working together locally to ensure that what is coming from the oil and gas industry offshore in deep water of Namibia benefit all the Namibians. Although we are the national oil company, we do not want us only to take this cake for ourselves, but also ensure that the private sector within the country is fully empowered. Because they will be good as well, reallocating and redistributing the wealth that will be coming from this oil and gas industry.
Adel, can you take us through the MOU signed between NAMCOR and Gambia National Petroleum Corporation?
In fact, we have signed a lot of MOUs with a number of operators. All the international oil operators that are here, we have signed MOUs. And that MOUs essentially is for us to work together to exchange information in case when we have got people to attach or to make second men as well to their operations. And again, all these MOUs are meant to empower NAMCOR as an entity to play and to take its rightful position within the oil and gas industry space.
And then just in conclusion, what are your expectations on the partnerships, you know, cooperations, investments post-conference?
The good thing about the conference is it brings players from all within an oil and gas industry space, those who are playing different role in that, those who are responsible for services that surround the whole industry, those that are core in terms of doing the drilling, etc. So such a conference, essentially, it helps you to connect with all these different players. And immediately after the conference or during the conference, you have some kind of discussion with them, bilateral discussions. And then later after that, you make follow up and concretize some of the things that were just discussed at that and take them to another level for practical implementation with an objective of strengthening again the institution and making sure that how could we strengthen and make sure that the issues of local content policy do not just remain in the paper, but they are practically implemented so that every Namibian will be able to benefit from this hype and the benefits that will be presented by oil and gas industry.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.